This is Spouting Off with Karen Cataline. She's a columnist, commentator, and sought-after guest on talk radio programs around the country. She has a master's degree from Columbia University and an operatic voice that can shatter glass. Here's your host of Spouting Off, Karen Cataline.
Welcome. It is Spouting Off, the BBS edition of Spouting Off, and we also always welcome the KSTAR Radio Network. I'm your host, Karen Cataline, and I'm in a very good mood. I always tell people I'm in a good mood, and if I weren't so darn worried about the country, it would probably be illegal how happy I am. I'm thrilled with having moved out of Colorado, and I'm sad for what is happening to Colorado, but hey, you know, you got to do what's right for you and your family. And that's what we did. We did what was right for us and for our family. So there are other people that have moved to Texas too, including the NRA and our producers, Doug and Don Newsom. Hopefully I'll be talking to my esteemed producer, Doug, in the second segment. So I always love checking in with Doug on the radio to see what he's thinking about. What I'm thinking about, I'm telling you, I have got so many topics that I could spout off about both in print and on the air. It's just a tough decision which way to go. And of course, they're all related. Everything you see that seems like it is unrelated seems like, well, you got this issue and you got that issue and you know all the host of issues. And of course, we're getting stuff every day. Friend of mine called me to tell me his hair was on fire about Biden, the stand-in potted plant president, announcing that he was calling in the UN to monitor America on racism. How about that? Did you ever think in a million years that an American president would invite the UN, which is full of dictatorships and people that are profoundly guilty of human rights abuses, but they're going to come in and judge and monitor us? What about American sovereignty does he not understand? Well, I don't think he understands anything personally. I really don't. I think he is only there as a mouthpiece for Obama 3.0 on steroids. If Obama, God forbid, were president for life, this is what you'd be seeing. This is why so many of us were so concerned. And yet, all conservatives were so polite. We are, if nothing, polite. Of course, I don't count myself among the overt polite. Maybe because I think it's more important to say what's on your mind. Now, that doesn't mean you can't say what's on your mind politely if that's your bag. But being open and direct and demonstrating that it's possible to be open and direct and to work through conflict. Well, you know, that's what the left used to stand for, but they don't anymore. What they stand for is censorship of political speech in America and everywhere. People who used to make their cause celeb, free speech, I don't know, like Berkeley. Berkeley was the home and the symbol, supposedly, of free speech. Now the left marches mindlessly and brainlessly towards not only dictatorship, socialism, and communism, but if you don't agree with the leftist narrative, the leftist ideology, the leftist point of view, you are evil and you must be drummed out of the civil society. And the only problem is the left isn't very civil. So that's what they believe in. And, you know, the culture of not being able to tolerate disagreement is more than just the letter of the law of the First Amendment. There are a lot of countries that don't even have a First Amendment, but many Americans are have been de-edumacated about what the First Amendment means. The First Amendment literally means that the government cannot punish you for what you say. But because it is the First Amendment, we have a tradition in this country of free expression and tolerating opposing views. That's always been one of our strengths. It hasn't been diversity, the color of your skin, which is all the left ever focuses on. Racism. Racism is only used today to be able to ban anything they want. Socialists always want to ban the old culture. That's why they topple statues, topple the culture, turn every cultural strength in this country inside out and call it racist, because that enables them to ban it, don't you know? You know, and why is it that the conservatives have never, ever stood up for the idea, because they've been bullied and intimidated into saying, look, we abhor racism, but it ain't illegal to be an ignoramus. If you want to be a racist, I don't recall that America has a tradition of punishing people for being dumbasses. They don't. But you see, the left would like you to believe that racism is worse than murder, which is kind of where we started in the OJ trial. Nevertheless, let me go back, because I always do go down primrose paths, just to editorialize a little bit on some reference that I've made. but let's go back to censorship of political speech in America. Just because, this is the thought that I had this morning, and it, you know, it bears thinking about. So when you talk to leftist apologists about the complete insanity, hypocrisy, and absurdity of what the left is trying to get you and I to swallow, what they'll tell you is, well, big tech and big corporations have a right to demand you wear a mask, and they have a right to demand that if you want a job, you have to get an experimental drug put in your body that you've decided you don't want to take. We're going to bully, intimidate, and coerce you and do as we say, because that's a private business. It's a private corporation. Now, how come conservatives have never kicked up a fuss when liberals use the Constitution when it suits them as an argument? Wasn't it the left that didn't like private business? They don't like big corporations. They've been screaming bloody murder about corporations and privacy. They don't like any of that. But now, you see, now that the left has co-opted Coca-Cola and Delta and all of these other corporations to do their bidding, and Walmart, which the left used to hate, now suddenly they stick up for huge corporations while they shut down small mom-and-pop businesses. Are you hearing some hypocrisy here? I think you are. The left had every leftist on the bandwagon, every liberal, every Democrat, screaming bloody murder about Walmart, about big corporations, and about not only free speech, but no, we want to, if you allow a Walmart in your small town, you're going to shut down all the small mom and pop businesses. You see, that's the lip service that they paid to capitalism when they didn't have a clue what capitalism free markets are. Now that we're in the middle stages marching to tyranny, suddenly they hate mom and pop businesses, but they love big, huge monster corporations that are forcing other people to do as they say, which, by the way, is the proxy. They're being used as a proxy for the government. So the government can't say, see, we didn't violate the First Amendment. We didn't violate your constitutional rights, which they're doing every single day. No, we just like that the private corporations can do as they want. You know what they like? They like when private massive corporations do what they want when doing what they want means doing what the left says. That is the great hypocrisy here. And what gets lost in the shuffle is the spirit of free speech. And it's getting pummeled to a pulp every single day. They're attempting to teach the public through change of policy that it's perfectly okay to shut down people and political dissidents and dissenters if you don't like what they say. Just call them a racist and you can shut them down. The old Soviet Union did it by calling them mentally ill and carting them off to Siberia. We do it by calling people racists, doxing them at their home by other useful idiots that are trained to intimidate and bully people who disagree, to call them racist, sexist, homophobes, deplorables, unredeemables. They are all being trained to hate people simply because they disagree. And what blows my mind is that the apologists for this ideology continue to defend such incredible intolerance. What kind of intolerance does it take for you to call everyone evil who doesn't agree with you? Right? Why should you care if other people don't want to take the vaccine if you believe in the vaccine? Well, you see, it requires way too much logic and sense in order to say, hey, wait a minute. If the vaccine is everything that it's cracked up to be, I'm protected. Why should I care? No, now they are requiring people who are, quote, fully vaccinated to wear masks again. How do they justify this? You know how they justify it? They don't bother justifying it at all. All they want to do is condition you to do as you're told with constant, more and more, greater and greater tyranny being imposed on you and me. They have no respect for American sovereignty. They have no respect for individual sovereignty. They have no respect for the very people they claim to care so darn much about. They use them as cannon fodder. Do you think they care that they have destroyed every city in America? Every big city in America looks identical. It breaks my heart what they've done to Denver. They just hid the tents in downtown Denver long enough to make a mint on the All-Star game. I'll bet you they're back already. People pooping on the street, people doing drugs on the street, drug deals on the street, cops refusing to enforce the law, and law-abiding citizens being targeted for crime. And the crime rate is up through the roof. All right. I got to take a break right now, so I guess I'm going to have to take a powder and take a breath and stop spouting off for this break. But when we come back, we're going to continue this conversation. And by the way, if you would like to call in, if you're listening live, you can call 888-627-6008. We have a spiffy guest at the bottom of the hour, and I'll tell you about him when we come back. Karen Cataline, you're listening to Spouting Off on BBS Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We are happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Karen Cataline, and this is Spouting Off. Somebody just texted me, and I'm being ultra distracted here. I shouldn't have even looked. You're listening to Spouting Off here on BBS Radio. If you'd like to chime in on this and other topics, I get a little bit hot under the collar when I see our First Amendment rights going down the proverbial toilet, because it's what I do almost every day. I exercise my First Amendment rights, and I hope you exercise yours with your friends, with your family. It's time to speak up and speak out. So the number to call, if you'd like to call and you're listening live, it's 888-627-6008. And if you're listening to the podcast, you may want to tune in Tuesdays and Thursdays at 1 p.m. That's our New Hampshire Spouting Off edition. But you can call anywhere around the country if you're listening live. All that information is on my website, KarenCataline.com. And if you're listening Friday, which is today, the BBS edition, that information and the way to listen live is there also at my website. So if you ever want to chime in, that's all you have to do is call or listen when we're actually doing the show live, 888-627-6008. So I open the program by telling you that I am grateful every day that I am a Texan in training, and I have a lot of respect for the Texas culture, and I am not a native Texan, and I know it. I'm a native Coloradan who's gallivanted around the country in my life. But boy, I'm telling you, this is the perfect time in my life to be living in Texas. And so perhaps is that true of Doug Newsom, my producer? Hey, Doug, how is Texas treating you?
Texas is treating me perfectly. Gotta love Texas.
Yeah. And Texas is often in the news. Now, Colorado was in the news, too, unfortunately, for a lot of negative things. Their
right?
leftist governor, their leftist monopoly of power under the Gold Dome in Denver. But in Texas, Texas is making all kinds of news. Our governor's race with, Greg Abbott is getting challenged by the most positive, you know, the most well-known name recognition is going to be... what's his name? Doggone it. I know his name. He just announced. It just did not come to me, but it will. And I've met him. He's running. I'm a little suspicious of him. See, if someone were listening, they could call in and tell me. It'll come to me. And then we have, I don't know, you've been awfully busy, so I hate to put you on the spot, but a whole bunch of leftist state legislators escaped, absconded to Washington, D.C., to the bosom of their communist lefties because there was a special session where they wanted to pass a voter integrity bill in Texas, but they didn't want to. They wanted to take their marbles and go home. So they're going to go and stay there for the next 28 days, Doug, probably.
Right.
So that they can't vote and they can't pass this bill. Greg Abbott said he's going to have them arrested. What do you think?
You know, I've heard that these games have been played before a couple times in the past. What do you do? I would personally just either take away their pay. You know, that seems like the most logical thing to do because. You know, they aren't working. So that's
well,
what I would do.
They're shirking their responsibility. They are supposed to be representing their constituents.
Right.
Which they're not. They're representing the interests of George Soros and Nancy Pelosi
right.
and Chuckie Schumer. So, I love the toughness that Greg Abbott is showing now.
I do too.
I suspect the only reason is because he knows he's being challenged and he has shown himself not to be the strong conservative that Rick DeSantis, for example, is showing out of Florida. So
right.
I'm glad he's being tough. He should be a lot tougher, and I'm not sure that he's coming by it naturally. I don't trust anybody anymore, Doug.
I don't trust anybody anymore either. And it seems like it's worldwide. You know, this sort of a craziness isn't just affecting us. You hear about in South Africa. You hear about in Germany. It's almost a France. You can't escape it. It's just crazy. I don't know what to think.
Yeah. Well, and this goes directly to what I was talking about the culture. You know, people lose track. It's not just the policy that changes, but Andrew Breitbart was famous for saying politics is downstream from culture. And if you're creating a culture where you never get held accountable for your criminal behavior, which is true in spades in Washington, right. We have people we know have been taking bribes from Russia, but what do? They accuse Donald Trump of everything they do. None of the Democrats have been held accountable for their lies, for their cheating, for their stealing, nothing.
Right.
And so, and they turned a blind eye to rioting and looting, but then they go after their opponents for the same thing that they claim they're doing when it wasn't a riot and they didn't loot and they weren't armed on January 6th, but they lose their cookies whenever it's something they want to stick it to the Republicans. They're disingenuous.
The more socialism you move along that line, I remember my brother and I, Canada, this was 30 years ago, years ago, they actually legalized lying for politicians. And I remember reading that in the Vancouver Sun. And it was like, okay. And I never really thought America would get to that point. I mean, you know, you always hope for the best. But I realize that's really, you know, what their, I guess their job mandate at this point is to lie. Because you hear it, almost everything that comes out of the Democratic Party is a lie. It's a lie until four or five times later they're asked again. They finally admit up to it. But then they don't care. It's like, it's almost to the stage where get used to it. We're never going to tell you the truth. That's how it
is.
You
should never expect the truth from someone who's already lied to you on a regular basis. Right. But you know what, Doug? First off, I did look up the name because it bothered me. I couldn't think of it. Alan West.
Right, Alan West.
Alan West announced, but apparently the other guy that is lesser known seems to be more of a true conservative, and Texas absolutely needs another Rick DeSantis or anybody close to it. We can't afford a mealy-mouthed Republican, and Texans are very, very angry at Greg Abbott for two things. I'm getting off the subject. The mask mandate that went on for a year, which was preposterous, and the deals he was making with wind energy that caused what they call Snowmageddon. Texans are very angry about that.
Right.
But it occurs to me, Doug, now you have escaped too. Far leftist environments. Mm-hmm. Not only did you escape California, thank God for Texas, and Texas is welcoming a lot of Californians. I just hope they don't bring their politics with them. But what's happening in Canada right now is, you know, just the beginning of what is just a little bit ahead of what is happening in America right now. Some of the most horrible things. They don't have a First Amendment in Canada. Do you still follow what's going on there? And what do you think about this Trudeau and where they're taking the country?
His father was a monster. I remember when we lived in Canada, when his father reigned. Mm. And we left Canada because of the politics there. And I see it only getting worse. I mean, it's not like any year you see it get any better. It just seems like every year it gets worse. And even in the United States, do I follow it? I follow it because I'm part of a media network. But I promise you, I'd like to tune out the craziness. It's almost like you want to tune out today's movies because they're just so crappy. Well, that's kind of like politics today. I mean, I'm not going to learn anything by listening to it.
It's indoctrination. Right. I was listening on my way back from CPAC, and I don't know if I need to tell everybody this, but we were going to simulcast from CPAC with BBS and WSMN, the other show that I do. And I ended up with a flat on the ramp going to Dallas. I finally made it to Dallas, but not until pretty late. And it is really fascinating. I forgot what I was going to say. it's fascinating what how different it is here. And people were talking about Canada. Do you follow Canada?
I don't much anymore.
Not much?
Because to have to be like following South, I do on some level, like the world scene. But I don't get too into it because I think the crazy exists almost everywhere. And that's a real shame. It exists almost anywhere, everywhere. And I got to believe at this point in time, the crazy exists because there is so much power behind the crazy, whether it's the industrial complex or whether it's the collusion of large corporations or at least people that own great swaths of the world. This is a real big power play, and it's a power play just to make sure that there's total control at this point. It's almost like whatever the ends justifies the means.
That has always been true of Marxists. The end always justifies the means.
So I think it's just criminal enterprises from one end of the spectrum to the other at this point.
They don't care how many people they hurt.
Right.
It's amazing how people can talk themselves into the fact that the cruelty and the injustice that they are imposing on others against their will is somehow, quote, for their own good.
Right.
And
they actually turn you into the person who feels like it's your fault. Yeah. I mean,
it's pathological.
It's unbelievable. It's psychological warfare. It's criminal, in my opinion. Uh-huh. And I don't know if anything's going to be able to be done about it, because until it just gets really, really bad, I don't think you're going to have, I think society at this point's liable to break down even further, because until people really get harmed, and we see it in some countries, until it really, really gets bad, they don't rise up. But at that point, they're too weakened to do anything.
Well, exactly. And I've talked to plenty of Republicans who still think that this is some kind of a pendulum swing and, things will swing back. And when you said it needs to get worse, I'm thinking, my God, right. To me, it's excruciating.
Right.
Because if you understand human nature and if you're the kind of person who at least understands that people who lie to you, it is a characterological flaw. It's like an abused woman expecting to be treated nicely when she has a history of being beaten up.
Right.
It doesn't happen. People have to get real. And you're doing double duty, Doug Newsom, because you're also handing me these little notes, letting me know that I have to take another
thank you
break.
For letting me speak.
Thank you, Doug. I always love having you on, and I like welcome to Texas. I can't wait to sit down and have dinner with you at some point. And we've been working together so long. We've never met in person, but that is in our future. So thanks for joining us in this segment here. When we come back, we will talk to Larry Klayman. Well-known Larry Klayman. Is that great or what? He has a terrific book out about socialism and people of the revolution. It Takes a Revolution. That's the name of his book. We'll have him when we come back after this. Karen Cataline, you're listening to Spouting Off. Stay tuned.
Looking for even more great conservative talk radio? The K-Star Talk Radio Network is a Christian-owned, alternative conservative news and talk radio internet broadcasting network. They have a full line of programming, about spiritual, political, social, economic, financial, and health-related topics. And their goal is to encourage critical thinking about the issues of the day. The K-Star Talk Radio Network features great shows like America's First News, The Keith Hansen Show, Erskine, and Spouting Off with Karen Cataline. Check out the whole schedule at their website at kstarradionetwork.com. Time could be short for a free people to share ideas in a free society. K-Star Radio Network is fighting a spiritual war on an earthly plane. Visit them today at kstarradionetwork.com.
Do you have a secret that's been bothering you? Have you been wondering if what you're thinking or feeling is normal? Is there someone with whom you've needed to clear the air, but you haven't been able to find the right words? Sometimes you need an objective, second opinion to help you see your problem more clearly. Ask Aunt Emma, and she'll help you move past what's getting in your way. She's a former therapist who is wise and caring, but instead of therapy, she'll give you terrific advice. It's free to ask Aunt Emma and explain your need, problem, or question. If you both agree, you pay only $1.39 a minute. It's anonymous, it's confidential, and you'll be surprised at how effective it is. You can ask Aunt Emma by going to facebook.com/askAuntEmma. There, you'll find her phone number and extension number. That's facebook.com/askAuntEmma. Ask Aunt Emma today.
You're listening to Spouting Off with Karen Cataline.
Welcome back to Spouting Off, and it is Spouting Off BBS Friday. And K-Star Radio Network is also broadcasting our show live. Glad to have you along, and we have a name. Oh, we have a name. And I just, you know, he has done so much. If I read his whole bio, we'll never get a chance to talk to you, to him. But I'm going to tell you a little bit about our guest. He's the author of It Takes a Revolution, Forget the Scandal Industry, Larry Klayman, founder and former chairman of the very successful nonprofit foundation Judicial Watch, currently the chairman of Freedom Watch. We can use all of those we can get. With a title that satirically mocks It Takes a Village by Hillary Clinton, It Takes a Revolution, Forget the Scandal Industry details how our executive, legislative, and judicial branches of government have become thoroughly corrupt and failed the citizenry. I'm not going to go on because I think he can say it better himself. Welcome to Spouting Off, Larry Klayman. Thanks for joining us today, and thanks for your time.
You're welcome. My honor. Nice to talk to you again.
Yeah, it's great to talk to you. So right when we were coming on, you were saying, well, we'll come back like Washington at Trenton, right? Isn't that what you said? Tell
exactly.
us about
we'll
that.
We'll cross the Delaware
like...
on Christmas Eve, and we'll catch them by surprise, particularly since they're mostly the left, mostly all atheists, so they won't be celebrating. They will be celebrating and carrying on in ways that leave them vulnerable. So that's an analogy. But the left, yes, it's taken this country over. They have total control over all of us through their stooges, Biden and Harris, that execute what they want. And this is perpetuation of power. And then we've got a Republican Party that sits there on its hands and just simply raises money. How many emails do you get every day asking for money? And I write them back saying, you know, what have you done for money? I don't give them any. And even though, you know, I'm still nominally a Republican, although I haven't had time to quit, but I will at the appropriate time. But, you know, we're in a total, we've been enslaved, ironically, as they accuse us of being white supremacists and in favor of slavery, which is basically, you know, their shtick, is that they've enslaved us, the American people.
That is so true. It's ironic that you mention it because they are guilty of absolutely everything that they've accused us of so that they can get other people off the track. For those who are reasonably depressed for good reason, It's not a bad thing to be depressed when you're depressed or sad, whatever, about losing your country. Let's start with the good news first. You sound like you've got some optimism. What is a realistic thing, not this, oh, it'll be okay, but what is a realistic thing we can be optimistic about that that you think is actually going to turn things around so we can be Washington on Christmas?
Let's start from the top down, is that if we maintain our belief in the Father and the Son and God, which they are, they're the ones that got the Founding Fathers through the Revolutionary War. They invoked divine providence, and they formed the greatest nation ever known to man before it's been was destroyed by Biden and Harris in the last 5 months, and they did it against all odds. So I believe that God, if we help ourselves, if we just don't sit around, you know, watching Sean Hannity and eating popcorn and drinking Coca-Cola,
especially
we rise
Coca-Cola.
Up and do something that we can succeed. We must rise up in mass. And, you know, I've been listening lately, you know, to some of the people on radio other than myself and you. And Mark Levin, for instance, wrote a book, American Marxism, recently. And I think it's good that he writes books and educates the American people as I do. But at the end of his shows, he basically says, you know, go do something. But he doesn't say what it is that you need to do. Okay. Mm-hmm. And that's the difference, is that what we need to do and what I wrote about in my book is that we need to use the levers that we have. We need to take back our legal system as the Founding Fathers did in 1776 and before that, when King George took it away, when we complained about paying his high taxes to pay for his colonies, the rest of his colonies, when he started to take our guns away, when he took our legal system away, and when hostilities broke out at Lexington and Concord. We were already in a revolution even before July 4th. But we can reestablish our country by setting up our own legal system, and we're doing that at Freedom Watch, our citizens' grand juries. In 1992, in a case, United States versus Williams, the late Justice Antonin Scalia ruled for the majority of the Supreme Court that the grand jury belongs to the American people, not to the three branches of government. So, much like in the Old West, like Wyatt Earp and others, we are enforcing the law ourselves, and we have the right to do that. Even in California, the most leftist of all states, there's a statute which says that if you know of someone committing a felony or observe it, you have the ability to conduct a citizen's arrest and turn them over to law enforcement. So what we're doing, and I started it last year, is that we commissioned a grand jury because Scalia found that the grand jury belongs to the American people. We indicted Mueller. We're going to try him, Robert Mueller, for his witch hunts and everything else that caused a lot of issues. But we also recently indicted, and you can see these citizens' grand juries at freedomwatchusa.org. If you want to be a grand juror, please contact us. freedomwatchusa.org. We indicted Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, and James Biden for massive bribery from China, Ukraine, and Russia. We are about to indict Dr. Anthony Fauci. I took a two-week hiatus on the citizens' grand jury because we were doing our Third Continental Congress, and we can talk about that if you'd like. And for his collaboration with the communist Chinese, sending the seeds of COVID-19 over to that lab in Wuhan, China, which was likely manufactured with gain-of-function research into a bioweapon. We have two experts that will testify to that. And also, frankly, lying to the American people. You know, if an American lies, if a citizen lies, or anybody else, to the U.S. government, under 18 U.S.C. 1001, they'll get 10 years for each lie. Mm-hmm. But yet the government can lie to us without any kind of...
with impunity.
Consequence. And what's important is that our Founding Fathers, when they declared independence on or about July 4, 1776, as they wrote in that declaration, when in the course of human events, the sovereign, the rulers, no longer represent the people have a right under the laws of nature and nature's God to alter or abolish that government and to form a new government by and for the people with equal rights for everyone in pursuit of life, liberty, and happiness. Mm-hmm. And notice what they said, laws of nature and nature's God, not the law of the king, because that was the legitimate law, you know, his edicts. We have the right ourselves to enforce the law of nature and nature's God, Ten Commandments, you know, things like that. So, yeah, we can take back our legal system. And
well,
we also,
what do you,
in our third cut, yeah.
Go ahead. Go what on. Were you going to say? Sound like you had something else.
No, and once we convict these people, we will turn it over to the police and the sheriffs and others who, frankly, have had it. You know, they've been much defamed, maligned, assaulted, battered, even killed in the last few years.
Absolutely.
With people cheering on, the left cheering on, as it happens. And, in fact, I have another organization called AmericaSheriff.org, with two S's in the middle, with Sheriff Joe Arpaio, to protect the police and to support them. But I believe they will execute the sentences that we hand out, because they've had it. Just a few weeks ago, as just one example, the military, same way, 140-plus former admirals and generals in the U.S. military sent a letter to Biden telling him, we're not going to let this country go communist, shape up or ship out. Now, I don't want to see a coup d'etat.
Well, he's not the one who even cares.
The military's had it, too. You know?
He's not the one that
even cares.
And they're
being disparaged every single day.
Yeah. What you're saying, Larry, is the case is the actual reason for why I've been saying all along that the left is on a speeding train to corrupt and co-opt both the police and the military. There's a reason why you see commercials that are completely, quote, woke. I hate that expression.
I don't even know what it means.
In the CIA, well, you know, they got a million of these expressions, and most of them are leftist run, you know, because conservatives are awake. I don't know what woke is, but nevertheless, you've got Biden and the whole Obama 3.0 on steroids administration rushing as fast as they can to get rid of anybody in either the cops or the military who take their oath that they took seriously, just like, and they want to replace them with people like that miserable, rotten judge, general who was questioned, who loves reading Marx and Stalin. So that's what we're up against. And people who do revere the Constitution, cops that are good cops, they are not going, you know. What do you say to people who look at that and go, that's a pipe dream? We have about a minute, and then we're going to have to take a break. But what do you say to those
people? Well, it's not a pipe dream because Biden and Harris and the left are pushing too hard. And eventually, it's going to explode. And I'm not advocating. I'm trying to prevent that with peaceful and legal means. But Jefferson predicted it. Again, he said, because federal judges who are there to protect us, see, there's no legal system that now serves as a buffer for us. Because they are unelected, unaccountable to the people, they will become despots and tyrants, causing the citizenry every 20 years or so to shed the blood of patriots and tyrants again. And he added, what's a few thousand dead to refresh the tree of liberty? Jefferson also said, I know we got to go to a break, when the people fear the government, there's tyranny, but when the government fears the people, there's liberty. He didn't want violence. He didn't want anybody to be hurt. I don't, you don't want. But if something isn't done now, if we don't use the levers that we have, then this country is ultimately going to explode. And, you know, totally.
On that note.
It didn't explode on January 6th.
Yeah, on it. What did you say?
I said on January 6th was mostly peaceful. It was not an insurrection.
Oh, it was mostly peaceful. Absolutely, yes. I just wanted to hear that. We're going to take a break, and we're going to talk more about Jefferson and this fascinating conversation. We're with Larry Klayman, and this is Karen Cataline. You're listening to Spouting Off. We'll be right back after this.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We are happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Welcome back. And boy, it goes fast when you're having fun. I always have fun doing Spouting Off. We're talking to someone whose name you know. People have a knowledge of Larry Klayman because he's been around a while and he's been rabble-rousing for a long time. And we're talking to him about what we can do about the predicament we're in. Thank you, Larry, for staying with us for one more segment and closing out the show with me. I appreciate it.
My honor.
Great. And so we're going to talk about your book in just a moment because it does sound fascinating. But tell us a little more. I'm very impressed with your historic knowledge. You said Jefferson predicted it. In a weird way, that gives me a little bit of comfort because I have often said our founders, even my dear father, would be horrified at what we are watching today. It seems unprecedented to me. Something I never thought, I thought we were headed in this direction, but I never thought I'd live to see it. So tell us about what Jefferson said and what we can take some, if possible, comfort from, that America will survive this onslaught, this attack from within.
Jefferson was the most far-sighted of all the founding fathers. He was a philosopher, he was a lawyer, he was a politician, he was an architect, he was a farmer, he was a writer. And he understood the forces of nature and the forces of the world. He was also an architect of the French Revolution, by the way. We just had the anniversary of the storming of the Bastille a few days ago, July 14th, which occurred in 1789, the same year that we enacted our Constitution. And he understood that corruption would grow, that the country, and Adams as well, and the other founding fathers, could only survive if we had ethical, moral, and honest people running it. But he knew that wasn't going to happen. And he was particularly concerned about the judges because he said they're no more honest than any other man or woman.
Right.
But the fact that they are put in office through campaign contributions, in effect, he didn't use those specific words in those days, you know, for unelected and there for life. Actually, they're not really there for life. They can be removed for good behavior, but we've only impeached eight of them in 245 years, about one every 32 years. And you know there's more corrupt judges than that. In fact, most of the judges I've dealt with in my life are intellectually or actually corrupt because they're product of the establishment.
Uh-huh.
And that's how they got there on the federal bench. So he said, they're not going to be a buffer for us. They won't protect us.
Uh-uh.
And consequently, and in fact, they'll become tyrants and despots. And we've seen that. We saw that with the last election with Trump. His own Supreme Court justices, who he bragged about, wouldn't even give him a hearing. And the lower court justices,
amazing.
The same. I've been in front
of watched it and went, you've got to be kidding me. His own vice president, a turncoat, part of the establishment.
That's right. And, you know, and Trump didn't ask Pence to overturn the election. He asked them to take a time out so we could not certify and go back and figure out if there was election fraud or not.
Right.
So, you know, this is where we are. And the American people now are left defenseless. So in addition to citizens' grand juries, we just had our Third Continental Congress in Philadelphia on July 5th and 6th. It's continuing. We're deliberating. You can watch it on July 27th. On our website at freedomwatchusa.org, we had 40 delegates and speakers talking about how they had been abused by government, harmed by government, and what we can do to reclaim the country and consider whether we need to declare independence again. I've suggested that we should consider taking the Capitol back to Philadelphia, putting it in Independence Hall, which is where it all began. We don't need all these buildings that look like Disney World in Washington, D.C.
Exactly.
They're not even American. They look like Greece. We're not Greeks.
Uh-huh.
And, right. And reestablish, go back to our roots, where we were. You know, let's squeeze the leftists out of Philadelphia. We'll reclaim control of Philadelphia and move on. And, you know,
hey,
the military,
take
I believe,
over
would back
six blocks of Seattle, you know, Larry, if they can take over six blocks of Seattle for tyranny, we ought to be able to take back Philadelphia for liberty.
Right, and do it peacefully and legally. So Philadelphia is, you know, I got to tell you, I turned the TV on. I was born in Philadelphia. I haven't been back there for a while. And I turned it on, and shootings, murders. I mean, you just won't believe what's going on in the streets. It's like the Wild West, and the country's coming unglued. So it is unglued. So that's what, we need to do that. And I hope people will tune in to our citizens' grand juries and Third Continental Congress at freedomwatchusa.org. And my book, I want you to read my book, read my lips, so to speak, because these are just proposals to start a discussion. If you've got a better way for us to actually do something to take back the country, then we all need to put our heads together and we need to act, just not sit there and watch Sean Hannity on Fox News.
Right. So what's the date of the citizens' grand jury in July?
Well, the reconvening of the Third Continental Congress will be on July 27th.
Okay.
And you can tune in to freedomwatchusa.org. freedomwatchusa.org, or crowdsourcethetruth.com, which is owned and operated by Jason Goodman, who's a brilliant technician and also thinker, who was able to connect people from all over the country to speak via Zoom. Many of them were there in person. Alan Keyes, who was a great man, you know, former ambassador to the UN, ran against Obama for Senate, ran for the president twice. People like that. I had a lot of black conservatives there who were the most courageous people in this country.
They absolutely
are. They speak up while the white people run for the exits. They, you know, they're putting their heads down.
No question about it. Black conservatives, and to a much lesser extent, Jewish conservatives. When Jews are conservative, they're quite powerful and effective. When they're not,
well, they are. I'm one of them, and you are
horrible.
Too.
Right. I didn't know you were Jewish, they're horrible. I mean, we have a list of Jewish liberals, and whenever they are revealed to be corrupt, and there's a terribly long list, there are always liberal Jews who are as un-Jewish as it's possible to be, except ethnically.
You know, you're right. I take offense at that because, see, that's not the Jewish people. You see, these are Marxists. Disciples of Karl Marx, Leon Trotsky, Saul Alinsky, and George Soros, who, by the way, with his dad, to save his skin with the Nazis,
he's a self-hating
confiscated
Jew.
The property of Jews.
An anti-Semitic,
you know,
Jew. But look at the list. Rahm Emanuel and David Axelrod. And the list is long. Chuck Schumer. Nadler. Oh, my God. I mean, it's... what's his name? I'm terrible with names. The horrible guy with, it looks like a chicken head, who, who was front and center in the Mueller investigation.
Yeah. Oh, Blumenthal.
Blumenthal's
Aaron
another
Zelensky?
One.
No, see, this is the thing, is that the Jewish left, okay, and it's only we can say it, because otherwise others would
That's
be accused
true.
Of being anti-Semitic.
That's true.
They're not. The Jewish left is evil, okay? It's evil, and they're not Jews at all. And I want people to understand that. So do not retaliate and become anti-Semitic, because there is a lot of anti-Semitism that's increasing.
You are
These
right.
people are not, they're even trying to destroy Israel. So, and that's who you see on CNN. Turn
and
it on.
Unfortunately, we're...
Yeah.
What's your final thought? Because we have to run, unfortunately. It just goes so fast.
Well, I want people to know I filed a lawsuit yesterday on behalf of a black actor, a conservative, Siaka Massakoi, in California. We filed it there. And he is standing up to the FBI. They raided his house. They cuffed him. He was peacefully in Washington, D.C. It's a class action. So contact us to see if you qualify for that class action against the FBI, which has been turned into Biden Harris's own Gestapo, at freedomwatchusa.org.
FreedomWatchUSA.org.
So, yeah.
org. You are always fascinating to talk to. I learned more about you today than I've learned before. Larry Klayman, find him, follow him, participate in that citizen grand jury, and buy his book. Thanks so much for joining us, Larry. Much appreciated.
You're welcome. God bless.
God bless. To you too.
Okay.
And shalom, I think he said, and good Shabbos too. That about does it for us here on Spouting Off. We not only hope you have a wonderful weekend, but stand up for freedom. As long as we're talking about Jews, my favorite Hebrew word these days, chazak. And yeah, you got to lift up some phlegm for that one, chazak, which means strength. Larry Klayman is a fighter. I love listening to what he thinks. He's got a great history, a knowledge of history. So thanks to everybody at BBS and to Doug Newsom for joining us today. And thanks to HW, the guy with an IQ greater than that of a small soap dish. Tune in next Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays next week when there will be oh so much to spout off about here on Spouting Off.